Hey there. I guess I woke up on the right side of my bed today, and I'm grateful. It's a new one on the XOXO. How is everybody doing though? I'm awesome. I woke up feeling bright and blessed, and I'm glowing different today. And I love you guys. We keep growing though. Yeah. 2.9k lessons and more, thanks to you. And today we are going to talk about some basic stuff, things to do after you've done the hunky punky, after you had sex, after the big bang, and all of that, after a fuck and all of that. So just get in the groove. Stay tuned. We are going to dive right into it. It's going to be a very short one today. Just like somebody's sex duration. I know that's salty, but I don't care. I know that after we have sex, we all want to just snuggle up to our partners, cuddle, talk, share a few saliva. I know that's gross when you say it like that, but yes, have a few kisses and talk, or maybe just cuddle till you guys fall asleep. That's also sweet. Honestly, it's very nice. Something I actually love to do. But first of all, before you get all your hands on each other, you have to do some stuff that will help prevent infections in the long run. Oh, that will stop any kind of shit stinging your body. So first, after you've had sex, and after you have sex, you have to pee, you need to urinate, you need to clear your bladder, you have to empty your bladder, and it helps wash out any lingering bacteria or anything in the system that isn't good. Oh, that was picked up from the atmosphere after you guys had sex, or when you guys were having sex. And it helps flush out unnecessary stuff. And sometimes the sperm, the cum, sometimes if he comes in you, yes, it helps wash it out, flush it out. Doesn't mean that she won't get pregnant. You still need to take your emergency contraceptives, or if you're already on the pill, then yay, you are good to go. I know that people who have one night stands to be there like, nah, this isn't about me, so let me go and let me just get out. I don't need to cuddle with anybody. All I need to do is just get my shit together and just get out of the apartment and all of that. But yeah, you also need this when you get home. You need to pee. You have to even pee before you go home. At least that's the first necessary thing to do. You need to ladies and guys and all the other genders out there, every single one, you need to pee and clear your body of any toxins or anything that was introduced into your body due to sexual intercourse. Yeah, I think this is pretty simple. You don't need a whole lot of chemicals or anything to clear your body after sex. I mean, sex is a very nice feeling, you know. I mean, good sex, great, amazing sex is very mind-blowing. You just be there sometimes when you reminisce and fuck, I had some good dick, what happened? Sometimes they can't really have good dick, but their attitudes are shit. Oh, I got a good dick and a good attitude, nigga. One bright ass one too, so good. This next one, a lot of people be like, ew, gross, but you stuck your dick in there. So you need to check for either swellings or bleeding. Maybe there is a little irritation or anything that could cause a little bleeding. Guys will find out why it happened, and sometimes swelling, and then you find out why. Sometimes a person isn't well lubricated and you still wanted to go ahead and do the hunky punky, because in the process their juices will flow out and it will help wipe out the place and make it all squishy and slushy and all wet and mushy and all making your dick feel all kind of things, yes. My sanity check to see. Yes, my partner actually does it. Sometimes it's just like, you know what I have to say, like, I just have to open my legs so wide. And just, sometimes it's embarrassing, I know. It's very embarrassing. Sometimes you're shy because you just have to open. But you're not shy when you open it up for them to eat you out. So you don't have to be shy when he needs to check if your vaginal health or genitals are intact or something happened to it. It's just like, yeah, but just imagine it's about to eat you out. Just a different scenario whereby you are going to be checked for swellings or bleeding. And sometimes the swelling or bleeding isn't due to the sex. Maybe you have a UTI, a urinary tract infection, or maybe you were pregnant. Let's say you are pregnant in the process, you have to check. If there's bleeding, you have to check why. You need to call your doctor, your gynecologist, find out why you're bleeding during sex. Yes, I know that people don't actually want to have sex during pregnancy, but it's actually very important to have sex with your partner when they're pregnant, since they're rushing it out, right? Because I'm too excited, because I woke up on the great side of my bed and I got some good loving before getting up and recording my podcast. So aside from that, like I said, you should check. Guys, look, after the sex, yes, you've had your sex, doesn't mean you ignore your partners. Check if they are okay. Like, do you feel any pains in your abdomen? Did I bite too hard? Was I too rough or something? Find out about, you should care about your partner after the one. If it's a one night stand, yeah, it doesn't matter, still check. Because if something goes wrong in their body, they won't see it at the moment. Maybe later on, and it's going to cause problems for you both. Maybe later in life you want to have kids or something. Maybe something went wrong inside her body and you never knew. How are you going to find out? How are you going to know if you don't check? So you check them before her monthly checkup or something. Maybe a monthly check, visit to the gynecologist. Yeah. For her pap smear, all of that thing. Oh my God. Yeah. After your partner has checked to see if there are any swellings, you have to have a wet cloth, a wet something wet, a wet towel, anything, just to clean your body, clean between your genitals, clean yourselves to make sure. You guys should also clean his cock to make sure that you don't have any fluids on you going out there. Then sometimes you clean yourself up even, and you go out and you see some white patches on your skin. Then your friend asks, like, what is that? Then you're like, huh? Because you're not about to tell your friends that you just did the hunky punky. You just, oh, you'd be like, oh, maybe you had porridge and some spilled. Nah, bro, that ain't porridge, that's some cum. But yeah, I'm not about explaining that. So after you make sure that you check, if you guys are freaky enough and you've been throwing fluids all over each other's bodies, I mean, with all the, God, why have I forgotten the name of this? Yeah, all the throwing the sperms out like it's a fucking bouquet. Yeah, or popping it like it's a champagne, that thing all over your face and all of that. Make sure that he wipes every part and make sure there's none stuck in your hair, because oh my God, I can't imagine it, because I don't want it on my face. You can have it on my chest. Yes, I don't have a huge boob, so you can have it on my chest, I don't have a problem with that. But on my face, now I can use it for my facial care routine, I don't have a problem, but you are not coming on my face. So you have to make sure you clean yourself, or you can take a shower. If it's possible to take a shower in that moment, you take a shower and you wash your genitals. I mean, guys, too, you take a mild scented soap and you take care of your genitals, you wash it. It's your genital, I'm supposed to treat it like a freaking diamond, the way you're going to treat a diamond pearl. That's a diamond pearl, really? A diamond ring or a pearl necklace or whatever it is, you should treat your genitals with so much care like that. Because if shit goes wrong in there, you're fucked for life. You realize that, right? That's why we try to make sure that you take care of it after sex and all, even before sex, and you make sure everything is intact and safe and sound. Mm-hmm. So you can both take a shower together. I don't mean that you go into the shower and go have bathroom sex too. Sorry, please, no. You have to wash your genitals, clean yourself, or take a shower. If it's the semen is all over you, then first you have to use a wet cloth to wipe it all off before you take a shower. Easy peasy, right? Easy peasy cover girl. Yeah, I used to watch America's Top Model. So if in case you guys use the condom, yeah, if you invested in a condom, I might have packs of condom lying about and I'm not even using them. Yeah. So if you guys use the condom during the sex, after it, you're supposed to check if there was any leakage before you dump it out. Check if it didn't bust, if there was any leakage. Or you guys are gonna be parents. And I'm not sure everybody wants to be parents so soon. Right? And if you did the pull-out, make sure your pull-out game is on point, darling. Because pull-out will fuck you over when you least expect it to. If you know your pull-out sucks, just wear a condom. And then after, you have to also check. Because condoms can also fuck you over. I think if it's time for you to get pregnant, no matter what you do, the forces will make sure you get pregnant. Yeah. And also drink water or juice. What does it do? Yeah, it helps with how you pee, and it also flushes out every kind of things in your canal. Let me put it like that. When you drink water or juice, it helps cleanse your whole system itself. Yes. And makes you pee all the dirty stuff out. Yeah. It helps flush out any bacteria or infections after. I think that's why I always drink water. You know, when I finish having sex, the first thing I really do is I go take a pee. It became like a habit. So people actually, I saw a post on Instagram, oh no, Twitter, yes, where people are like, girls don't squirt, they rather say I would rather pee and all of that. Sometimes it's instinct, or let's say basic knowledge. They rather go sit on the WC and pee it out than squirt it out, because you weren't used to the whole squirting. Not every girl is a squirt, I'm sorry. Yeah, so don't expect maybe a shaker or a creamer to squirt. We have so many standards for sex these days that it's so freaking annoying that sometimes it doesn't help our self-esteem. You guys should actually. It's like, imagine, we all say that you want a guy who can go like 30 minutes. Can you last 30 minutes? Not everybody can. I can though. You can decide to lay the bed if after all of this, but I don't see why I should lay the bed if I'm going to still mess it up in the end. And you can gladly cuddle now. Cuddle talk. I think it's nice when you guys, after sex, you lay the bed, then you cuddle, you talk about how you enjoy the sex, the things you like added to it. Me, after sex, I'm a goner, I sleep. I don't know, it's just my boyfriend, he makes me all sleepy. I don't know if his dick has some Valium in there, or I don't know, honestly, I can't tell, darling, jeez. I have some good dick to him though. Oh my god, why are you talking about my boyfriend's cock anyway? Gosh. So yeah, that's the things you need to do after sex. It helps you. It prevents let me put it. It helps you cut down these pesky infections that keep riddling your genital area. if you take good care of your vagina and your penis, they go a long way to reward you. Yeah. So the next episode, my next episode, we are talking about pregnancy and sex. Yeah. So this is like the final episode. Did I say final? Oh, I'm sorry, no. Yeah, so this is the last one. Oh my God, I hate leaving you guys, but okay. So that is it. That is it for today. I want to say you should live your best life. You should be happy, because lately happiness is very rare. You should be happy. Check on your people. Check on your friends. You can text me wherever. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Like, somebody tried to hack my Facebook when I woke up this morning, and I'm like, really? There's nothing on my Facebook, boo. But yeah, you can text me if you feel down. I can make you laugh a little, or I can be mean as fuck. It depends on how you approach me. I want you to know that you're amazing. You're the best of yourself. Don't let anybody put you down. You deserve everything amazing in the world. Yeah, I'm gonna change my accent. You deserve every beautiful thing in the world, darling. So don't let anybody put you down. You can punch them in the nose if they try. Guys, when you look in the mirror every day, you see that you've come a long way from all the shit that has happened to you. And you're glowing different and you're happy. So I love you guys. Let's get. You can text me. You can send me a DM on Instagram or Twitter. Twitter at @AkushaLefty. Instagram _Akusha_Lefty_ Facebook @AkushaLefty. Snapchat @AkushaLefty. And that's it for today. I love you.